Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In a splashy fantasy from director co-writer Spike Lee, the women of Chicago's South Side come up with a novel strategy for forcing their gangbanger consorts to stop the violence in Chi-Raq.
We force our men to negotiate peace by exercising self-control and total abstinence. We're going to have to organize.
But this audacious updating of the classic Aristophanes comedy Lysistrata is badly disorganized, with most of the dialogue delivered in rhymed couplets and a badly abused all-star cast.
All you care about is this tired gangster gang.
I don't know, you think you're trying to change?
You think you die with fame? 2 days later, no one will even remember your name.
And no one will even remember this movie until it's time to compile worst of the year lists or to designate the worst ever effort in Spike Lee's long and intriguing career. The title Chi-Raq derives from the fact that more people have died in violence in Chicago in recent years than the Iraq and Afghanistan wars combined. But the film treats that serious subject as the basis for raunchy, unfunny humor with satire that stays mostly at the junior high school level. Like most Spike Lee movies, it's well shot, with style and flair in some of the costumes, lighting, and brief musical numbers. But for nearly all of its two-hour running time, Chi-Raq is nearly unwatchable. Rated a very hard R for content that's sex-drenched but seldom sexy, 1.5 stars for the singularly unappealing Chi-Raq.